With SRN News, I'm John Scott. At Arlington National Cemetery, taps being played on this Veterans Day. President Biden on hand for the ceremony honoring our nation's veterans. In observance of this special day, banks will be closed, as will the Postal Service. President-elect Donald Trump has named his border czar. Donna Warder has more.
President-elect Donald Trump has named Tom Homan as the border czar in Trump's incoming administration. Homan served as acting U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director in Trump's previous administration. Trump has pledged to launch the largest deportation operation in U.S. history. He wrote on his Truth Social site on Sunday that in addition to Homan's overseeing the southern and northern borders and maritime and aviation security, he'll be in charge of, quote, all deportation of illegal aliens back to the country of origin, end quote. I'm Donna Warder.
President Biden and President-elect Donald Trump meeting Wednesday in the Oval Office. Also at SRNNews.com, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says the election shows the Democratic Party failed to address the concerns of most Americans.
They have a right to be angry. In the richest country in the history of the world, today the people on top are doing phenomenally well, while 60% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck, and millions of families worry that they have a right to be.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders appearing on NBC's Meet the Press. And on Wall Street, stocks are higher, the Dow adding 363 points, the NASDAQ is up 1 point. This is SRN News. Have you started your Christmas shopping yet? SRN's Michael Harrington.
A number of Christian ministries hope you will. They are issuing their annual Christmas catalogs that allow individuals to purchase gifts for poor people in distant lands. One goat or a couple of chickens, which cost very little in U.S. dollars, can change the lives of a poor family in the third world, providing them with food and an income. Amongst the ministries putting out Christmas catalogs are Samaritan's Purse, Food for the Poor, and World Vision. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An expensive campaign by abortion advocates for state Supreme Court seats has yielded mixed results. Candidates backed by abortion groups won seats in Montana and Michigan. At the same time, Republicans expanded their majority on Ohio's court. Groups on both the right and left spent millions. Experts say the spending shows how much the Supreme Court's ruling overturning Roe v. Wade has transform state court races. This is SRN News. Federal auto safety regulators investigating complaints that engines can fail on as many as 1.4 million Honda and Acura vehicles.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration probe covers the 2016 through 2020 Honda Pilot and Acura MDX, as well as the 2018 through 20 Honda Odyssey and Acura TLX. Also included is the 17 through 19 Honda Ridgeline. The agency says connecting rod bearings on vehicles with a 3.5-liter V6 engine can fail, leading to complete engine failure. Rich Thomason reporting.
A cruise ship rescued four people from a disabled catamaran taking on water hundreds of miles off the coast of Bermuda. The Coast Guard put out a broadcast requesting assistance from the nearest ship, the Disney Treasure, which was traveling from the Netherlands to Florida, responded and rescued all four passengers. More details at SRNNews.com.